Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list. And, you know, you really do need to sign up for our mailing list because I send you really good I do good email. I just got to say, it's not one of those annoying newsletters you get every week. It actually gives you information to help you improve your sex life in a relationship, which is what I'm all about. Plus, you get a report, the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed if you're a man or a woman. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is all Sex with Emily. And on Wednesdays, I answer all your questions, 12:30 to 1 Pacific Standard Time. You got a question, you tweet me, I answer it in 140 characters or less, which is really all you need. There's probably only three sex questions in the world that you have. They all boil down to that. And I'm happy to help you. Okay, I'm going to get right into my guest because I'm thrilled with my guest here today. I have Dennis Hoff. He's the owner of the infamous Nevada brothel, the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. And he's here to talk about sex, prostitution, legal prostitution, his upcoming season of the HBO series Cat House, which features a look at the inner workings of a legal house of prostitution. And I'm so happy because he walked in with Ava Dora, who's actually a bunny. Hi, yep. Ava.
Hi.
She's the real bunny. She works there. So there is like no grounds. There's nothing off limits here. Getting into it.
You ask it. And by the way, I get your email, and I want to tell everybody, I actually read it. I don't think anybody knows more about sex than me. Cat House King, the brothel baron. I have 540 girls licensed with me. I think I know everything about sex, and I think the gal with me would probably say that too, wouldn't you?
It's true. He has a lot of experience.
Maybe
and I still learn things from your email. That's the point.
That's so sweet. That makes me feel very good. Yeah. See? And you got, because we met years ago at a party, which I vaguely, and you're on my list, and I love that. You didn't, because you could have unsubscribed if you didn't like it.
Of course I would.
I'm so glad you didn't. So, and I'm glad you guys are here. So I think we got to give people background. Let's say they haven't seen your wildly successful series on HBO. How did you get started in this business?
Well, everything happens around sex, Emily. You know that.
Yeah, everything.
Anything good and bad in your life happens around sex. So I met a gal. I moved to Reno, Nevada, and I met a gal and started dating her, and she was a prostitute at the Moonlight Ranch, and I didn't know it. And after a few months, she finally told me the truth, what she did, and wanted me to come out and see it. And I was so square.
So you were square.
Oh, square. I was just monogamous guy relationships and just square as can be. And so I went out and took a look at it. And then I thought, you know what? This doesn't sound bad. I mean, it makes sense. Because sex trafficking is disgusting. We know what's going on with sex in America, and it's out of hand. And with all these websites, these back page and things like that, who are terrible in my mind, sex traffickers. And so I thought this isn't bad. And so one night I was out there on a Sunday night because that was boyfriend night, and I met Andy Kaufman and his partner Bob Zamuda, the founder of Comic Relief.
Right.
Now we became instant.
You
friends.
Met him at the ranch.
Yeah, met him
he
at the ranch.
He was staying at the ranch.
And
okay.
It was the place that Andy could go and get away. And be himself, and he loved it. And by the way, at his gravesite, not one member of the taxi crew was there, and three bunnies were there.
Really?
Yeah. And so
he bonded with the bunnies, and not even like Danny DeVito.
He could be himself.
I get that.
I was there the first night he came there, and they lined up all the girls. There was 28 girls there. And he just couldn't make a decision. And Zamuda is saying, pick a girl. And he finally says, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm going to pick a girl, but I'm telling you, I'm playing at Harrah's in Lake Tahoe. I will party with every one of you girls within the next week. I promise you. And he did.
Okay? By partying with every one of them, you mean had sex with every one of them?
But party can be whatever you want to be. It could be snuggling and cuddling and making out. It could be oral. It could be anal. It could be a threesome. It could be anything you want.
So with every woman, he either like slammed a beer or slammed them.
But what Andy liked to do is he liked to wrestle the girls. So he would line them up like he'd never seen them before and say, oh, Emily, you look kind of strong. Did you wrestle your brother when you were young? Ava, what about you?
Was it like foreplay?
You wrestle, yeah.
It's a fetish, a wrestle fetish. I love it.
He would pick two girls, and one would get a white leotard, one would get a black leotard. And myself or Bob Zamuda would referee the match. I've still got the referee shirt. It doesn't fit me. It's too tight. It's an extra large, and I'm a double X now. and the whistle. But he would wrestle. The two girls would wrestle each other to see who got to wrestle Andy in the finals.
Wow,
and then have
this
sex
is so
with
fun.
Him.
Oh, my God. Do you still do this kind of ongoing wrestling? It seems like a good, fun thing.
Wrestling is a big fetish.
Have you ever done lube wrestling? Because last time I was in Vegas, I was in a lube wrestling match.
Well,
and it's pretty messy but fun. My assistant, it was her first week on the job, and she actually sprained her toe. But I think it was a good indoctrination into the sex family world.
We had some people contact us, and we emptied out a room and went to Costco or Home Depot and put the big tarps in there, taped them up to the walls. And Ava had a couple come in, and they all three of them lube wrestled in that room.
I love it. Right. It's a thing. It's a Vegas thing, right? Like Nevada. That's so funny. So Ava, how long have you been at the ranch now?
I've been working for 6 months now. I started in February.
Okay.
So I'm still a
rookie. And how did you get on board with the ranch?
Well, it was actually an interesting story. Somebody submitted my pictures trying to be me to get in, but I guess they didn't realize how legal and safe it was and how we need to have ID and you need to be able to prove,
Checks,
Exactly. You can't have a felony and work here, those kind of things. And so when they accepted her with my pictures, she couldn't go. And so she had to, I guess, she did the right thing in the end, I guess, and let me know.
Is she a friend of yours? Or
she was like a girl I knew in high school.
Was it one of those conversations? Congratulations, you've been accepted at the money ranch.
It was very bizarre.
You ever thought about doing anything like this?
Well, no, I had never danced before. You know, like I graduated from college in May. Right. I went to Boston University, I was, planning on maybe paying off my student loans in other ways.
But this is pretty much, you probably already paid them off.
I'm pretty much almost there.
You make good money doing that. Wow. So I know a lot of your women are college educated. A lot of the bunnies.
Most of them have better educations than I do. at least half of them do.
Okay.
And a lot of girls are there, like Ava, paying off their school loans. I think what people don't realize is it's school loans are now so easy to get, and debt is so easy to run up. Mm-hmm. And how do you retire that debt? Because you get out of school, the jobs just aren't there.
Right.
And I've seen it with so many girls.
Should have done this.
Huh?
I wish I knew you when I graduated. It's been a while. But no, I mean, you're right. It makes sense. There's a lot. I mean, the whole thing with a lot of women now, like making, what's her name? The Belknox.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems like there's
the
been
poster
like a,
child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Ava wants to be a doctor. And so she wants to pay off this debt so she can go back to school and then go back and get
right.
her education.
But Ava, how was your sex before? Like, had you had a lot of sex partners? I mean, obviously
Cramp.
You have to be more of a...
I'm sorry.
Oh, if you were slutty already, then you're just a shoo-in. But, I mean, I got to believe that there's some kind of...
I want to hear this, Ava.
Yeah.
I want to hear
Dennis
this.
Dennis and I are going to learn a lot about you today.
Well, I mean, it was... I wouldn't say that I was necessarily super promiscuous in the sense that I had a million sex partners, but I definitely had sex a lot.
Okay.
And I had sex with girls, I had sex with guys, I had threesomes, I did all kinds of things.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, but I'd also been in, you know, committed monogamous relationships as
right.
well. And so, I mean, I didn't necessarily see working here as kind of sacrificing my, you know, sexual purity
right.
or self-esteem or my sense of respect. I don't really see them as mutually exclusive
okay.
or inclusive. So.
Right. Got it.
So you were having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And you had some sex partners and you tried girls?
Mhm. Mhm. I tried girls before I tried guys.
I like
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So when did you have, like, when you were how old?
I'd say my first sexual experience with a girl, I was 14.
What'd you do?
Yeah. Goodness, a lot of, almost everything.
Really?
Pretty much everything.
Had she been with another girl?
No, we were both, you know, I was in ballet. I was a ballerina from age 6 to 17, and we...
Your boobs are too big to be a ballerina.
Well, once I quit, they showed up.
You have nice breasts. I mean, they're like almost
you.
A distraction.
They're beautiful, and they're real.
Wow, they're amazing. We're going to get
thank
some
you.
Good shots on
so
the Sex Family site.
So it was with a girl, and you two were spending the night where you weren't drinking or anything.
Oh, no, we were 14. I mean, we had just left practice from the ballet studio, and there was a park across the street, and we told our parents that we had to, you know, stay an hour
right.
later or whatever.
And then did you like, have an orgasm? Did you?
I at the time, I thought it was awesome,
right.
you know, so I would assume
started
yes.
Making
but
out.
I, yeah, we made
and
out.
Then you got the first base.
Up, right. You know,
next thing you know, she's got
yeah.
her hands in your pants.
There
exactly,
you go.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Okay, so then she's, I
love
know.
This.
I love the whole, like, switched identity, but you didn't get mad at your friend. You're like, I'll take it.
No,
so then,
no. We,
right,
it's
so
great.
Then you get to the Bunny Ranch 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and then you meet Dennis for the first time.
Right.
And he's
yes.
he's lovely, right? Is there, like, a welcoming committee? How does it work?
How was that, anyway?
I don't think we've ever talked about the first time he met me. Of course, I had seen
okay.
Cat House.
Okay, got
yes.
it. So you knew what you were getting yourself into.
And yeah, I'd been on YouTube and saw his interviews, you know, on Hannity and, you know, on Bill O'Reilly and
mm-hmm.
all over the place. So I kind of knew before I got there, since I was kind of presented
yeah.
with this opportunity to go, I kind of was able to do all my research and figure out if I liked it ethically and, you know, all of these kind of things. And it worked. And so I was really excited to meet him. But it was funny because it was my first day. I didn't have, you know, my hair wasn't
right.
done. My makeup wasn't done in normal girl clothes. And he was just like, hi, shook my hand and like walked away.
Oh,
didn't
she
even
wasn't
get,
she wasn't all dolled up
nope,
for you.
Nope. He probably didn't. He doesn't even remember this to this day. You probably have no idea. But then it was a Friday,
uh-huh.
and it was maybe my second day working ever, and I had, you know, my red lips on. I had, you know,
I like
black
your red
stockings.
Lips. They're super
thank
sexy.
You,
they
you
work
know.
For you.
Thank
red
you.
Lips. Red lips just work.
They do. They really do.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like I want to go to the bathroom.
And then,
yeah. And so, and I was just sitting there minding my own business, and you walked in with Barbie Girl and Kimber, two other bunnies at the Bunny
okay.
Ranch, and you just locked eyes with me, and you would not let me leave your side the rest
oh.
of the night.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
You got his attention.
Yeah, that's sweet. Did we have sex?
We had sex the next day.
Okay, so you guys had sex. How was it?
Great.
Yeah?
It was actually, you told me that was the first time you had sex in your manager's office.
Right?
Oh,
my God. Oh,
look at you. There's still
like,
more places for you to have sex.
I know. I just
okay,
busted
so
him.
Okay, so do you have sex with all the girls that come
no,
through?
I'm real particular. Now, I don't mind admitting that I've had sex with 4,000 women.
How do you
okay?
know, though, like really 4,000?
That's
what
I want
to
know.
I
haven't
get
found
like
the book.
I could,
200?
I quit keeping track at 4,000. So, but I don't know.
Are you good at math?
First of all, I never sleep with a girl that wants to go to work, ever. The thing, here's my
like
rule.
if they see you somewhere around town and they want to sleep with you to get it, to be a bunny,
I never sleep with a civilian chick. It's been 10 years. A civilian is a non-working girl, okay? A non-working girl in a legal environment.
Okay.
I would never be with an illegal prostitute because half of them have diseases.
Right.
Okay. And so I quit about 10 years ago because the STD rates are so high.
Right.
In the young girl age group, if you look at CDC site, it's going to tell you one out of four has an STD right now. Okay. So I don't want those odds are too high for
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
So I don't.
But you use condoms, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, but still, it's just like, I don't want to take a chance.
No, I get it. You don't want to take a chance.
So I would never sleep with a girl before she came to work there if she was applying. I'd never do that.
Right.
I typically don't get involved in the hiring. And there's two things. You know, I've been with hot blondes from 18 to 24 all my life. So if a really hot blonde comes, I see it come through the computer, I might contact her.
Okay.
Or a crazy mix. Like Japanese and Mexican,
okay.
or Korean and Italian. Some of these mixed girls
right.
are just stunning,
beautiful, yeah.
And it's good for our business to have that
diversity
uniqueness.
For sure.
And so, but I typically don't get involved, and I'm pretty picky. You know, she might not agree with you maybe on that, but I'm picky in that out of all the girls at the Bunny Ranch, I might have slept with the ones that are there now. What, 2, 3, 4? Like that. That's not many.
Right.
I have 540 girls licensed for me.
That's a lot, but they're not all there all the time.
No,
obviously not. That'd be very.
There's always about 30 girls working, and I have 7 places in Nevada.
Okay.
In northern Nevada, between Reno and Lake Tahoe, there's 4 places. There's the Bunny Ranch. I bought in 92. The Love Ranch. I bought in 97. The Kit Kat Ranch, which I bought in 2012. The Sagebrush Ranch, which I bought in 2013.
So all these girls, when you say 500, they're working at all these different places.
Because it takes 540 girls to keep about 110 working all the time. Because I have 3 places outside of Vegas, 2 little smaller stores there, the Love Ranch Vegas, the Alien Cat House, and that. So
okay.
The answer to your question is no, I don't sleep with all the girls, and I'd like to think that I'm a little bit particular.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, she's beautiful, so I might have slept with her too.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, so you started your business then a long time, 30, how many years ago?
92
years ago when you first started. Okay, so you said since then, so you were a monogamous man. You said you were. Were you married? Were you?
Well, yeah, I was married. I was this genius that got married when I was 17.
Yeah, people shouldn't get married before you're 30.
Yeah. But the good thing, you know, I was talking to Chuck Zito last night, and Chuck and I were at the Rainbow, and you know Chuck, his Sons
yeah.
of Anarchy, and he's
yeah.
a famous guy, Hell's Angel, and Chuck, our lives had some parallels to it. We both got married at 17, and had responsibility. And because of that responsibility, and coming from a poor family, so I didn't have a big support mechanism, I never got into drinking. I don't drink at all. I mean, if the three of us were out, Ava will tell you, if you guys wanted to order a bottle of wine, I'd have about a third of a glass, and I was acting like I'd act like I'm a big drinker. I don't do any drugs. Never got into it. Don't even smoke weed.
Wow.
And Chuck was the same way. He's the same. He's the guy. Never.
It's
no,
rare,
no, no
especially liquor. You. I would think in your business, you know.
But it's because you think of him in this crazy life with the Hell's Angels, and of course there's a lot of drugs there. Or me, being
you think.
You would think that we've always got the best cocaine and we're smoking everything, and no, neither one of us. But because we had responsibility.
Right.
And that responsibility, the only good thing that came from me being married very young. Is that responsibility where I couldn't get off into that world.
Right. Okay, got it. So then you switched. I mean, you got there and you're like, wow, this whole awakening. So
well,
I said before that you probably didn't have a lot of sexual experiences.
Right.
And now.
It was always straight sex. I mean, like, can I
swear, whatever the hell you want.
Okay. When I was married at 17, it was like I didn't know any better. It was like if you've got a 25-year-old Toyota and you drive it back and forth to work for a year and you love it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't realize what it's like to drive a new Mercedes convertible.
Right.
So I found out after being married 9 years, we were like two monkeys trying to fuck a football.
Right.
Neither one of us got it. Okay.
You just don't get. People think they're just gonna get it and it's gonna figure out.
No.
He's gonna know what I want. She's gonna. People don't know.
I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
Right.
And it sucked. It was terrible. And so then
it was like missionary, in and out, watch Sports Center.
I was ignorant, and she was too. So anyway, that was our life. Now, in 78, so I met Kaufman in 76 or 77, 78 or 79, one night we're there, because Kaufman was
Andy Kaufman. Met him in Vegas.
I met him at the Bunny Ranch in northern Nevada.
Okay, the one that you already had going in 78?
No, I bought it in 92.
Okay, then how did you meet him in 78?
So, because my girlfriend worked there.
Got it, okay.
So, Kaufman One night, we're in this back room. They treated him special because he's a celebrity.
Right.
They treated me special because I was a boyfriend of one of the girls.
Got it.
So one night he said, Dennis, let's buy this place and treat everybody like you and I are treated. And I went, wow, what a great idea. Because prostitution worldwide is get in, get up, get off, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Okay. So that was the plan. So we started putting our ideas together. I still got the three-ring binder with all the notes. And I kept trying to buy it. 84, Kaufman died. No
right.
liquor, no drugs, a vegetarian, died of cancer. And then I kept the fight up. And in 92, I bought it. And all I did was I changed the name from Moonlight Ranch to Dennis Hoff's world famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Right.
And I took the big sign down that says men only, because most of the brothels in the world don't want women in there.
Right.
And I took it down and I said, someday you're going to see women in there. Last weekend, there was 13 couples in there on Friday night.
Really? Like together? Or
together. Just together. So
were they like swingers?
But I made it cool.
Well, they all came in by themselves, but 13 of them happened to be there.
Oh, they were together. It wasn't like a field trip.
No,
they didn't get dropped off in a bus.
No.
Randomly 13 couples.
Exactly.
Okay.
2 years ago, women weren't even involved. In fact, most of the brothels in Nevada, women still aren't allowed to come in because
right.
they're afraid it's a wife looking for her husband.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so all I did.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Here was the secret to the success. Make it fun. Hey, make it fun. And not just sex, an adventure. Okay, because the experience is more about the adventure than it is the sex. I told the girls, I sat them down and said, here's the new deal. Number one, don't ever party with anybody you don't want to. You mean we don't have to fuck everybody? Nope, just the guys you want to.
Okay, so they can say no.
Number two,
yep.
Everybody has their limit. Only do what you enjoy. Don't ever do a sex act. You mean if I don't want to do anal with a guy, I don't have to? No, you don't have to. Just be nice and introduce them to another girl. And the last but not least, there's no fixed prices anymore. I'm not going to put a price on you because I think it's degrading and disgusting. You negotiate with the client what you want to do and how much he wants to pay for it. Because now what I've created is a willing buyer and a willing seller and a great sexual experience and a repeat customer in a fun environment, and the model works, evidenced by I own 7 places now.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing that you own 7 places and you've been successful for this long. Now, my question about the pricing is, each woman, so they're negotiating, isn't there a range, though? Like, there's got to be some kind of range of pricing.
Well, I'm going to let her talk to you about prices, but here's what I say.
That's a skill to negotiate.
Exactly, yes.
Here's what I say to my friends. They say, what's
you get
cost?
Them all really hot, and then you're like, oh, did I say, I said I meant 1,000 or something like that, not 100.
I think it's more about being nice than it is hot. So
I said, meant you get them all hot and bothered, and they'll say yes.
I tell my friends, I said, look, it's their job to take your house, your car, your 401k plan. Okay, it's your job to get it free because you really don't want to pay. So someplace in the middle,
right?
Everybody's going to be happy. So how do you negotiate?
Explain to me. Give me like, so last weekend with the couples, did you play with the couples?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so give me, walk me through that. So how did it work out? Like you guys are sitting there, because then we can talk about pricing and work it into this. So you're sitting there and all these couples are there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys are all just walking, because I've seen the show, you're walking around, mm-hmm. music, playing, having fun.
Well, yeah.
She
you're
walking around the parlor. There's a lineup. So they meet all the girls. It's called a meet and greet.
Okay.
It's just like a rock concert. It's a meet and greet. Except from there, the person or the couple can either pick a girl or it turns into the world's greatest singles bar.
Mm-hmm.
So the couples are all there. She's there. She's talking to them. And then she gets a couple. So would you like to see my room? Let me show you around. And then where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Well, so once I've gotten them on the tour, they're back into my room and we're negotiating. I mean, the best way to... I mean, it's pretty much just like negotiating any other kind of business deal.
But where do you start? Are you like, do you ask them what they want? So here's my question.
Exactly.
God, I have so many. Can you guys stay for 8 hours? You know, how many, like, you must know, like, what are they into? She's like, my wife's never been with a woman, or we want to do this or that. I mean, do you guys discuss what their expectations are, what their desires are?
Well, one of the things that you just can't train anybody on doing is making somebody feel comfortable enough to explain these things to you.
Exactly.
But you have a few advantages over, you know, being in a real committed relationship, in the sense that I may not ever see this person again, and it's not, they know as my job, I can't judge them on what they're going to tell me.
Right.
You know, they can tell me they have the craziest, you know, weirdest fetish in the world, and it's my job to be like, you know, okay, great.
I've heard that. Mine
you
too.
Know, exactly. Well, you know, and that's fine, you know, and that's great, but, and then from there, you know, depending on what I want to do, you know, and what they want to do, we start in the middle. So if it's something that, you know, let's say I'm not that into, or you know, I may give it, I may introduce them to another girl right. who I do know is into it,
okay.
or the price may be a little higher with me, you know. And so, but the biggest thing is, you know, always start higher than you want. Just
so
like
give me,
they,
what, so tell me what happened with this couple. Can you walk me through this particular couple and what happened?
Well, couples are usually really great because there's a woman there, and
right.
I'll tell you, if it's just a single man, that's when the single man will try and be like $50 for everything
yeah.
for all night, you know, because they don't. I don't think they
right.
necessarily have a concept
they
of
probably
what.
Don't.
Exactly,
right.
exactly. But with a woman, they're always way more easier to kind of give you,
right.
you know, more than what you
so
want.
So, what did this couple want?
Well, that was the couple actually where we put the Home Depot tarp up everywhere, and he wanted to watch me and his wife do some oil wrestling.
Nice.
And then we did a Nuru massage actually, which is where you rub the special Nuru gel all over your naked body and you massage people with your body with just the gel. And
oh
it's
God,
a very
that's
sensual.
Hot. Well, you're gonna
yes,
like what
experience.
I gave you.
I'm getting a little tingle here.
I am too. I gave you guys a massage candle that I made that's all
fantastic.
Vegan coconut oil, soybean oil, and
wow.
you it burns. And have you ever seen a massage candle? It's called Emily and Tony, my new product line, and it's not waxy or sticky or hot. It burns cooler than wax, and you blow it out, you let the oil, and you pour it on your person and whoever
Ooh.
You're with, and it's you
we'll
can
be
rub
using it tonight. You'll get a full report tomorrow.
Oh my God,
yeah, we'll let you know.
People are freaking out. You're going to love it. So I gave you
we'll
one.
We'll have
so,
it on Yelp tomorrow.
Yeah.
Please do. Tell all your peeps. I'll send you for everyone at the ranch. I swear, I'll send you a whole thing.
Awesome. We can
but
make
so
it a special.
You rub it all over them. And then, so mm-hmm. have you ever had scenarios where you think you're into someone and then like something happens and you're not? And then what do? You like ring a bell or what? It must,
well,
do you ever not feel safe or do you ever feel
well,
like.
The common thought process is the girls are damaged goods. They're there
right.
because they have no other choice, that they've been molested, they've had sex, been molested. And,
right.
and,
such
and
a
had,
myth.
It's changed. It's
yeah.
changed.
Okay.
I try to tell people this.
So
yeah.
that is a total fallacy, and she's a perfect example. And she's not the unique one at the ranch. I mean, most girls are like probably 50% of the girls have great educations, and they have choices. She's got choices. I mean, she's got 2 degrees from a major university.
Right.
She's got choices. Okay, so that fallacy is gone.
Right.
The second one is all the guys are disgusting, and
mm-hmm.
they're dirty, they're disgusting, they're obese, and it's just not true. Because if a man's time has any value at all, or he's got in a relationship, he can't be out in the dating world.
Right.
But he wants to try things, he wants to experiment, and he wants to do things that he doesn't think his girlfriend or wife will do. When the truth is, she will do them. But he's afraid to ask her.
Exactly. See,
right.
this is where.
But I always,
here's
what I always say. I say, you know, a guy wants to come to the ranch because his girlfriend or wife won't do a threesome. Because if the Family Feud had a number one sexual fantasy, it's a threesome.
Oh yeah,
okay.
It's for sure a threesome.
So he comes
down.
There and he grabs Ava and one of her buddies and has a threesome while the wife is having a threesome with her tennis pro and his girlfriend.
Right.
Because there's no fucking communication.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they come there and they try different things. So they want the image is that they're disgusting guys that have no other options.
Right.
It's bull. You get billionaires in there. You get rock stars in there. I mean, Vince Neil was there last week partying with his girlfriend. Okay. Why? Because they don't want to get out in the real world.
Right.
They don't want diseases.
It's a safe haven where
they
can do what they want.
Exactly. So if your time has any value, or you have any respect for the relationship you're in, the smart guy is going to go to the bunny ranch because the girls are tested. She's tested. Well, tell them about the testing.
Yeah, tell about testing.
Yeah, every week, every Wednesday, actually, we're tested. A doctor comes into the ranch, and we have our blood drawn. We get cultures taken. We're tested for every STD under the sun. And if you have one, you can't work. I mean, you
right,
are.
Right, right. And
so
it takes a while,
there.
Though, too, right? Like you could have it and not be carrying it, and then you could have
well,
the information.
Well, the brothel industry, not state mandated, on their own, put in condoms, mandatory condoms in 1981.
Right.
33 years of mandatory testing, never a case of HIV because they're pre-screened, okay, and we've never had a case. Now, in Las Vegas, where the sex business is illegal because it's not legal in Vegas or Reno, those two counties
But you're right outside of that.
Yes.
Exactly.
They decided
we're
they
like,
did,
like a
right
second
across
the bridge. Exactly.
They decided they didn't want it. In 1972, when they legalized it. In Las Vegas, they just arrested their 1,000th girl, because it's mandatory STD test, working with HIV. So that's 1,000
right.
girls.
And so many guys are in Vegas, and they're looking for...
And the sad thing is,
and the
sad
women
thing
are everywhere.
Is, they think it's legal. and they think the girls are tested, and it's just not that way.
No, I know. I get it. That's been your big point. You've been very vocal about it. So many people in your position would try to keep a lower profile, but you have been, you know, very vocal about your establishment. So I'm wondering, like, you have had a lot of backlash, but you've maintained, you've been in this business for a
backlash,
long time and very successful.
The backlash came from the old timers, my competition, the big brothels in Nevada, and you know what? I own all of them now. Okay? And because during this depression that came.
Which one?
Recently? 2008.
Yeah.
So the sex industry in Nevada.
That always thrives, right?
You're right. Through many recessions, the gaming has never had a problem. Liquor's never had a problem. And the sex industry, no problem. This one took a huge hit. The brothel industry's off 50 to 70%. Now, in that same time, the Bunny Ranch is increasing 10%. And so we just do it right. We do things right. And I sat all the girls down and I said, look, financially, the world's coming to an end. And I'm going to tell you what Roosevelt told my depression parents. The only fear is fear itself. If you're fearful, you need to leave.
True.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to do more media than I've ever done in my life. I'm going to promote this place. I'm going to drive traffic to it. We have HBO as our feeder to feed us
That's
new
huge.
Clients.
Congratulations on all that success.
Yeah. And we're going to get through this and turn off CNN, turn off Fox, don't read the papers, and focus on your clients and give them more bang for the buck, and we're going to work
on it. Literally.
So did you
change any practices then that are like, did you add anything or change your business model, something that really worked?
Nothing.
You just kept promoting it.
We just worked harder than ever, and we told the girls, take more care. One of the things that is really huge for us is that we're always driving traffic to BunnyRanch.com. And when they go into BunnyRanch.com, it's an interesting site. We get 125 to 200 million hits a month.
Okay.
And all the girls are on there. There's a great photograph service she just shot for Penthouse.
Nice.
All the photos are in there. And so people go into our message board. We have a very active message board community. And so guys are able to meet girls through
and
the
message. And they talk about them and stuff? They're like, hey, what'd you think of this or that one?
They talk to the girls.
Kind of like Yelp reviews?
They talk directly to us and about us.
And they private message them. And we also have a live chat, so they go in there and do that. And the other thing that works well for us is we have a Ustream show every Saturday night at 6 o'clock. So it's basically a video lineup. And it's me or Ava hosting the show and talking to girls. So where'd you come from? Tell us about yourself. Tell us about that day when you decided to go to BunnyRanch.com, hit Be a Bunny. What was going through your mind?
Right.
And then when you were hired, how did it feel? And then when
kind
you got
like what we just did.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because it gets them engaged, and you're real people. It's a good sales tool. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And
marketing.
they can see on the website, you can see photos, and you can read bios, and that's okay. But some people want to see video. So they can see that Ava can put three words in a sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, she's not a hillbilly. You know, she's educated. And they
see
go,
all the beautiful
wow.
women. And, I mean, we're – okay, I've taken a quick break. When we come back, we got to get in some sex stuff. I want to know what's up. Not that we are. I want to get here what's on the menu.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. The menu.
Yeah.
I got a menu for you.
For me.
I brought one.
You did? I can't wait to hear it. And some more of the sex stuff we've got to do. But first, I have to read a word from our sponsors. Okay. No. I love my – okay, so Ava, you're a woman.
Yes, I
obviously,
am.
Obviously, dentist, you might need this too. But hair removal, shaving, waxing, all that stuff.
It's an everyday thing.
It's everything, and it's a pain in the butt, and it's expensive. All the money you spend on razors. Do you know the No-No Pro? It automatically takes – you can do it. Like,
I did. I've heard of those,
yeah,
yes.
It's amazing. You can just – I mean, anywhere on your body that you want to remove your hair, it's long-lasting, no pain, and it's for men too. I don't know, Dennis, if you got hair in your neck or your back, you've probably taken care of it. But if you're listening to the show, you want to take care of it, whether it's your legs, your arms, your face, you guys will freak out and love how easy it is to use. And the weeks of long-lasting results, No-No Pro comes with 100% 60-day money-back guarantee. And when you purchase it, you get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line. Go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com.
You know what? Hair removal is a serious thing at the ranch.
Oh, we got to talk about that too.
And I want to try this No-No Pro.
You should. Okay, I'm going to
I'm
okay,
looking
I'll
at it online.
You.
Let's
and it's
get one.
Great.
No, like you yeah, no, it's amazing cuz it's like all that stuff you get laser but you can just do it at home. I do it when I'm watching TV, no more hair like everywhere. And I have one more sponsor, Hustler. Hustler Hollywood Stores. I know a lot of you live out there in the LA area or you come here often, and there's also Hollywood stores all over the country. That could be your main destination for the best toys, erotica, sexy lingerie, and the easiest way to find answers you've been looking for to spice up your sex life.
And get yourself a Ron Jeremy while you're there.
Yeah, they have a Ron Jeremy, right?
Yeah, they have a Ron Jeremy drink there. That's amazing.
Have you been to Hustle Hollywood? It's amazing.
I've been, you know, my girlfriend was inducted into his Hall of Fame there. Larry's a great guy.
He's
it's an amazing store. And this ain't your daddy's old dirty bookstore.
Right.
This is a place that couples go. And we're staying right down in Hollywood.
Okay.
And later on tonight when we drive by there, I'm always shocked because it's 1 a.m. and the place is full of people.
Right.
They're hanging out on the patio and they're having a little coffee drink and a little something to eat. And they go in and buy a new toy, pick up a dildo and some lube and go home. And it's a great, great store.
It is.
And I've many times thought that maybe the evolution of the Bunny Ranch is in the Bunny Ranch boutiques, which is sort of like a Hustler Hollywood.
Yeah, you guys should do a boutique.
Because Larry's got it done.
He's nailed it.
It's a great,
Larry
great
Flint.
Store.
It is a great
His
store.
His daughter Teresa is a great friend. I love Teresa. She runs an amazing store, and I would highly recommend anybody, especially people that might be listening that really don't feel comfortable going into an adult video
right.
store. By the way, most of them shouldn't. They should feel uncomfortable going in most of these toilets.
Most of the stores are kind of seedy.
Exactly. Well, this isn't a seedy
no,
store.
No, it's a classy store. They have everything you want.
Great magazines, periodicals, toys. It's a great store.
I love
Larry. I was at his bachelor party and
wow,
boy, that's a story I can't tell on
oh,
air.
Oh, that's a good one. I want to hear about it. I just met him recently. I also gave him a massage candle. But it is great, Hustler Hollywood. And if you guys go there tonight, tell him Sex with Emily sent you and you get 20% off.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
They give you 20% off by saying that?
By saying Sex with Emily. There you go. You guys should go shopping it. But it is true that so many couples have a hard time. Like we said, your customers, they have such a hard time talking to each other about sex. So I say, either, you know, a lot of you listen to my show together or just go to the store together. Use that as your third party and just see what floats your boat. Maybe a dildo, maybe some handcuffs, blindfold.
One thing needs another. And but by the way, we use a lot of Hustler Hollywood products at the ranch.
You do? That's so great.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what about toys? Well, God, no. I want to talk about toys for sure. But I want to talk about the hair thing.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find most men prefer no hair?
Actually, no. There's really no one way that men prefer.
What do you choose then?
I usually go with none, you know, just because for me it's an easier maintenance
it's
kind
easier
of a deal.
If you're trying
right.
to do like the perfect square.
Exactly.
Or the perfect line,
I don't have time for geometric designs down there.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
But what about a happy face?
Yeah, happy face, initial.
But everybody's idea of what's sexy and what's
it's
attractive
different.
Is different.
It's
now,
so different.
Larry, by the way, I'm telling something out of school. Larry is a bushman.
He is a bushman. Well, he would be a bushman. I could see that
yeah.
back in the day. Right. Do you ever think the bush will come back? Because, like, I got a lot
oh,
of it
yes.
lasered, and I'm like, what? I still have some, though, because I was like, what if it comes back?
I feel like
the
I'm
bush
already
come
seeing
back,
it
and
now.
I think so, too. I do think it is.
I'd like to see you do the Bunny Ranch Humping Bunny logo.
Humping the Bunny logo?
We have two bunnies. Two bunnies fucking is our logo.
Okay.
We call it the Humping Bunnies.
Uh-huh.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You'd like to see me do, what do you mean?
I'd like to see you
wearing it.
No, I'd like to see you cut that into your bush.
Oh, the bush. Yes.
Yes.
I'm always open for suggestions.
Yes.
That's a great idea. Okay.
Or Dennis says hi.
How about that? Do you have other girls with your name tattooed on them?
You know, I don't
allow
that.
That's a good question.
You might be the first next.
Well, you know what?
It
happened once before, and I never saw the girl again. And so that I finally agreed once with a girl to allow. I said, "Listen, here's what we'll do: put some red lips, because I love red lips, on your butt, and that'll be the signature. That'll be our deal, okay?" And then next thing I know, like 10 girls had red lips on their ass.
Oh, they all.
I'm like, "Stop this! I'm not going for this."
Because they all want to be with you, right? Because you're the man, you're the master, you're the guy. That's gotta feel good.
I don't know, Eva. What do you think?
Well, I like being with you. So.
But Eva, how old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 23, and how old are you?
I'm 20. I'm as old. A man is as old as a girl. He bangs
okay,
that
so
day.
So
I'm 23.
You're 23, right? You're a little bit older. So, was he the oldest man you've been with?
Yes.
And was that a good experience? Did you learn stuff? What did he teach you?
Oh yeah, this is the best sex I've ever had.
Tell me why. What happened? What did he know? What did you learn from Dennis?
Well, you have to, I guess, a lot of the sex that I was having before I started working, you know, was with people my age,
yeah,
other college
guys
students.
Yeah, guys don't know anything about
right,
sex that
exactly.
age.
And it was, you know, the most selfish experience. You know, unfortunately, I feel like a lot of guys in their, you know, early 20s don't.
30s, 40s.
You know,
right, no, they don't know.
It may just because they don't know.
They don't know.
Exactly, but they're much more into, you know, like what we were saying,
get in, get out, you know. Right, right. He probably took care of you, this man.
And it was amazing. I think there was this one time, because he has a whiteboard above his bed, and there's, you know, and we'll count orgasms with, you know, a tally marker. And I think one time I got up to 37.
With him?
Yeah. It was our Gold Star Sunday.
You want to give me a high five now, or you want to wait till the show's over? Hey!
Fuck! 37, were you using a vibrator or just your tongue?
All the toys. We use toys every time, yeah.
Fingers, elbows, nose, you name it. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter because here's what happens. Guys don't understand.
Would each girl's name, like, sectioned off?
No.
Oh, you erased it by 10 of you. Because you wanted us to be competitive.
No. But what guys don't understand is that intercourse doesn't get good until a girl's had 6 or 8 orgasms. I would never penetrate her without her having at least 6 or 8 and typically more, because that's when it gets good.
I know.
And guys, the joke,
that's what guys in the 20s don't know.
Exactly.
It's a silly saying, okay? But a woman's like a frying pan. You got to get them real hot before you put the meat in them.
It's true.
And it's like, it's so true. And guys don't get it. And especially young guys don't get it.
No.
That you make them climax orally with your fingers. Every way possible there is. And guess what? When it gets down to the intercourse, they just climax and climax and climax, and they can't. You could look at them wrong, and they'll climax.
Right. No, it's so true. And this is what I try to teach on the show, that there are, because I remember so many guys, they don't know that they realize, oh, I'm hard, I got an erection, she might shut me down. I don't know what it is, but they just want to stick in as quickly, and they don't have the information about pleasing a woman.
Here's what I hear every day.
Which is what I talk about every day.
I've been hearing this for 22 years now. My wife's frigid. My wife doesn't get it. My wife doesn't want to do this. And you know what goes through my mind? You don't make her have an orgasm.
Right, exactly.
Because why would she want to come back and do that again if she's not getting the thrill out of it?
Exactly.
And I think the thing that, you know, one of the things that I did a long time ago is a media ploy that I used. And I hired John Bobbitt. And it came out in the trial that
the Bobbitt got his penis cut off.
Yes.
Penis cut off. And the reason it came out in the trial that his sex with her, was he'd go out and get drunk, come home, catch her sleeping, jump on her, pump her a couple times, and that was it. So she had no respect for a penis.
Right.
If a girl is having 6, 8, 10, 15 orgasms at a time, she's not cutting anything off. She's cutting off her nose to spite her
right,
face.
Right. She's not cutting off the penis if he'd been pleasuring her. So many guys, I mean, I try to teach them this. I'm like, you don't understand. When you give to her and you learn how to become a good lover and you start with her pleasure, it'll come back to you even more. But
exactly.
There's so many guys who I don't know if it's just an intellectual experiment. They don't get it or they never will. But
well, Ava,
I think once they start to do it, they'll realize that it is this reciprocal, beautiful thing and they'll get off on her getting off. But there are still guys who are like, what?
Mm-hmm. Ava, and I'm sure some of the other girls, but I hear it more because I sleep with her, right? I hear her about educational classes that she puts on and with couples and guys, how they want to learn things and they want to ramp it up. They want to take it to the bunny ranch. They can do that.
Do you teach classes?
Definitely. Yeah.
So they can sign up for a class and come teach from you, or you just teach them
on
the spot.
It's a one-on-one.
I hear
class.
Yeah.
Right, it's a party. Right?
I should send all my exes to see you.
And they come back. They come back. They learn things and they come back for continuing education because where are you going to get that experience? You guys don't get it. I shared with you, you know, a secret, you know, the sex I had with my wife. It was, I'm serious. When I jokingly say we were like two monkeys fucking a football. We were.
That's how most people are because couples are not, there's nowhere to go there are places now, but they don't think to seek out information.
Mm-hmm.
And couples, they'll talk about everything else under the sun, but sex, they'll never, ever talk about it. They'll never talk about their fantasies, what turns them on. That's why I say, like, go to Hustler Hollywood, go to a store, go here, go there, and just see, spice it up, have a conversation. I know it might be really hard at first, or it might make you really stressed out and nervous, but just start the conversation.
Well,
what's your turn on? What's your fantasy? How about this toy?
Here's another thing that I see in the world today that I think's wrong, is that I was raised that a woman needs to be a lady in public. And a little
freak in the sheets, right?
And a whore in bed. I see the world is changing. The girls are whores in public, and they're conservative in bed. And I see that. It's like you're with a girl, and I see them at the ranch, and some of these girls are very just crazy, and we talked about one earlier. And then then in bed, they turn into something else. They turn into very prim and proper.
So they're like drinking and wearing a sexy outfit, maybe drunk and crazy, but once you get in bed, they don't really know what they're doing as much. So it's more like they've got, it's switched.
Yeah, that girl we were talking about earlier, you know, I think she'd probably be a terrible lay.
Oh, no, and I've heard, you know, a few stories about how she's not necessarily comfortable in threesomes, and threesomes, as we were talking about earlier, is one of the most common things we do at the Bunny Ranch, and, you know, so I don't necessarily think, you know, that's the woman's fault necessarily. I think, you know, there's a value system that, you know,
a lot of women worry they're going to get judged.
Exactly.
And so there's just so much going on with couples that don't talk about this because they think if I become, and the guys who still think like, oh, I can't do this with my wife and they haven't talked about it. I mean, that just pissed me off because she might be wanting that. You might want to open up and even the guys who say, well, I tried and she shut me down. Well, you didn't try hard enough or you didn't say the right thing. You freaked her out. You said, I want to have a threesome with your best friend or something.
When a man hooks up with a girl.
Right.
He puts her on this pedestal, okay? And she's so special. And then you get married, you have children, and she's the queen, she's this and that. It's hard to take her off that pedestal and make a little fucking tramp out of her in the bedroom. So they don't have the nerve to ask her when she has those desires that are suppressed anyway, and she thinks that her husband's a square. He thinks she's a square, so they come to the Bunny Ranch.
You think every woman wants to be like a slut in the bed?
Well, I think women would like, all women want to expand their horizons. I think they want to learn more. They want to try different things. I think most women are by curious. At the ranch, the survey says that 60% of the girls like girls. Okay, another 20% or 25% are gay for pay. They'll party with a girl if there's enough money. And then there's another 15-20% are strictly dickly. They just want cock.
I think another big thing, too, is that the idea that monogamy is the social construct that we as humans physically, and women as well, you know, don't necessarily agree with physically.
Right.
I mean, we've been taught as women that we have to be with this one guy to wait for your true love, you know, that if you are a slut in the bedroom or if wherever you want to call that, this guy may think differently of you. He may think you've been with everybody around the block, and that may make you less attractive. When, you know, that's just this crazy society
it
idea.
It is. Absolutely.
Where does it all come from? It comes from religion.
It does all come from religion. Okay. Everything.
The religious folks,
your parents, your social, your society, wherever you grew up.
The girls that don't have religion beaten into them or have been able to kick it, okay, are amazing lovers because they're free from all that guilt.
Exactly.
I don't mean to be putting down any religion, but I'm here to tell you that girls that don't have religion in their life are amazing.
Well, oppressive religion. They might have other kinds of religion or other things they believe in. But the religion to say it's shameful.
Exactly.
If you masturbate, your
negative
eyes are going to fall
towards
out.
Sex and sexuality.
The whole thing. I absolutely got that. Okay, so can we talk about the menu for a second?
Of course.
So on the menu, I have some things here like the girlfriend experience, love at the Y, half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So do
people
all have to choose from the menu?
Oh, of course not.
Okay.
No, I mean, the menu is really just kind
of
like a jumping
on the side
point.
Or like, you know, an appetizer.
Right. Well, we were talking about earlier about making people feel comfortable.
Awesome.
And this, our cute little menu is a way of doing that. You know, so some guys, you know, his first time isn't going to walk in and be like, I want anal and I want this and that. So this is our way of saying, you know, here's our cute little half and half party, blowjobs to have sex, you know, cute names, love at the Y, it's going down on a girl.
Well, let's
what's the Viagra party?
Well, it's letting guys know that they can bring their Viagra in. Some people are ashamed to take ED medicines, and it's just a fact of life that some people need them. But I see the usage being more in younger guys that don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can bang 4, 5, 6 girls in a night.
Right. Oh, because they last
and
longer.
And go forever.
So there's
right.
a lot of recreational ED medicine.
A lot of it. And also they're doing other drugs and they can't get hard, so then they take Viagra.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the idea. Here's the idea of the menu. The idea of the menu is to take you out
fetish
of your normal once a month missionary position and all that, and let you expand your horizons.
Do you think that is once a month everyone's just have missionary and watching
SportsCenter? I think sex. A lot of sex is once a month missionary. Right after my TV show, she pulls up her T-shirts. He pumps her a few times and gets off, goes to sleep.
That's America.
she turns over and masturbates when he goes to sleep. I think that's a lot of sex in America.
Yeah, I do too. So okay, so then we've got the two girl party,
mm-hmm.
outdoor indoor.
Be like you and
fun.
Emily and Ava together.
So we could have a threesome. So if I was there, we could like have a threesome with like someone came in the jacuzzi.
If you were a girl that came in there by yourself and you wanted to pick another girl to have a threesome, great. If you bring your man in there, and a lot of, you know, we've got an A-list celebrity that about once a month.
Who?
Oh, I can't tell.
Oh, you. Come on.
But we're very discreet.
I know, but who are the celebrities that you can't tell?
Big name and
you're
young,
not talking about Andy Kaufman. He's dead.
Hot. He's dead.
I know, but can't we talk about any good celebrities that we know?
Let me think about it. But
okay.
We actually send a driver to L.A. We rent a minivan. We go to a certain Starbucks in Beverly Hills. She walks out, gets in the car. They drive 7 hours because that's a seven-hour drive because she can't go to the airport because the paparazzi is always checking out where she's going.
So they drive through the middle of the desert in the middle of the night
just
to the bunny ranch.
To be able to
this
come
is
up
one
there.
Of the A-list celebrities. Yeah. Couple
she's still making movies.
No, it's a single girl. Beautiful,
wow.
too.
Wow, amazing. Because, yeah, they're following around. I got it.
So what else would you pique your curiosity on
I'm trying to think, like, okay, orgies. So how many people make an orgy?
More than three.
More than three. Okay, so that would not be the threesome.
Right.
And now the orgies, are you combining guests who come in? Or usually they come in, like, is it three dudes? Like, are you ever with, like, four guys, five guys who want, like, the...
Well, I haven't done that yet. And one of the rules that we do have for the safety of the girls is that for every man that comes in, you have to have one girl with you. So in theory, you could, you know, have a five-guy, one-girl gangbang session, but then I need to have, you know... five other girls kind of in the wings, you know, watching.
Which they probably wouldn't mind.
Right, you know, which would be
all.
Fine. They could be making out, doing each other, you know, it'd be a full orgy, like you said.
I've seen
that.
But we like to have the numbers.
And I see that your women are treated well. You pay them, they make a percentage of the earning. What about health benefits and stuff like that?
They make half the money. So if somebody comes in and spends $500 on that party, then they get $250 the next day. The average bunny works 7 to 10 days a month and has a six-figure income. The top girls that put in more time and effort and work on the message board a lot make $500,000 a year.
God's a good job. But what about your neighbors? Are people like still pissed at you and trying to take you down all the time, or they kind of got over it?
Oh no,
they're not.
No.
They're happy and
they love us.
Yeah. Good. So it's pretty things are good now over there. Like you've gotten your message out. You own all these places. It's not. There's not. You're not fighting that fight anymore.
No, I mean people say, well, how do you get along with the church? I remember once Geraldo said, Dennis Hoff, the Bunny Ranch. How do you get along with the church? I said, great. The limo shows up on Sunday, and six or eight girls go to church, and we call it a day. He's like, really? I said, yeah, really.
Yeah, they go to church. They're not.
Because it's legal.
Right.
It was tolerated from the 1850s. In fact, the Bunny Ranch was a stop on the Pony Express Trail.
Right. And, I mean, it's the oldest profession in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Right,
so
exactly.
It's been there a long time. It was tolerated from 1850s to 1971, and in 72 it was legalized. And we're a big part of the community, and we're, you know, we're the answer. We're a 60-year-old social experiment that works real, real well.
Right.
The rest of the world's got the problem.
Right. Okay. So, I hear you. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that, because you'll be like, oh, you know, it can be so controversial, and but you're taking care of the women. And what is an Asian wet room on the menu?
Well, it's a wet room that's got slick walls, and it's got things from the ceiling. It's got a bed in it where you can do the Nuru, and you give massages. Girls.
I know about the Nuru. I actually saw that. Didn't we see that in Vegas? Yeah.
That's so much fun.
I go to the ILS,
you know, the
International Lingerie Show. Mm-hmm. Do you guys, with all the sex toys and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's all wet in the room.
Right.
I got it. Okay.
Isn't it great to be able to be wet and slide around?
Yeah. Well, I always say, like, you can never be too rich, too thin, or have too much lube. That's how I have a lube, too, but I didn't give you one because it's not on the market yet. I know, but I love my lube. But I feel like lube is so underrated that everybody needs lube. Even
it
if she's
matter.
Wet.
Guys
are like,
no such thing as too
there's
much.
A stigma. Yeah. Oh, she's dry. It's like, no, just add some lube. It'll make everything better, people.
No.
Put it on your friggin' nightstand.
I'm glad to hear you tell people that.
I tell
that's
all
great,
the time.
Great advice.
I know.
And they need to understand that there's numerous different types of lubes that can be used for different things.
Right.
I mean, of course, if you're doing anal, you need a silicone lube.
Oh, God, and you need lube.
Don't skip the lube
don't
for anal.
Don't skip on lube and anal. We're doing it. We do anal. This is actually, it's Anal Pleasure Month. Happy Anal Pleasure Month.
Hey.
Did you know that?
Well,
that means
give us something to do tonight.
Yeah,
hey.
No, with the candle.
We're celebrating.
Oh, my God, you guys are going to have so much fun. But it is, and it's true. I always say you got to use, you know, lube. People
I write about things. Like, I have an ongoing column in Penthouse.
Okay,
and,
great.
And one of our bunnies, like Ava's going to be in Penthouse coming up real soon. And I write about things like that in Penthouse Forum. And we talk about that because it's little things that people right. just don't understand. They just think, well, a girl gets wet, that's fine. No, it's not fine because she doesn't enjoy it.
Right.
And when you're not enjoying it, you can't have an orgasm.
Right, exactly. And she doesn't, that's just because she's wet at the beginning and she might not stay wet if it's a longer
exactly,
session.
Exactly, exactly.
So you got to add it. So, yeah, I mean, Ava, what have you learned in the 6 months been there about sex? Have you feel like were you having 37 orgasms before you had sex with this man?
Oh, no.
Okay, so that must have been pretty crazy.
Oh, my gosh. It was a mind-blowing experience. Yeah,
so I want to hear about this. So what went down? Like there were, his mouth, fingers, hands, elbows.
Yes.
And then toys? What
lots
toys?
Lots of toys.
Like which
toys.
Toys do you like? I'm a huge toy advocate.
My toy of choice. I have three
penis?
Of them that I think are the best. The Celebrator.
Oh, love the Celebrator.
What's the Celebrator?
Celebrator is basically and we've got them on the...
How do I not know? Who makes
I will get you one. We got them on the BunnyRanch.com site, but it's basically a sonic toothbrush with a little rubber tip.
It looks just like a toothbrush.
Okay, right.
Yes.
And we were on Stern once, and we had three girls, and they were all using it on each other, and each one of them had an orgasm within 8 to 10 seconds.
And it looks like a toothbrush, or it's the same technology.
No, it's on the clit, okay? And then I like the G-spot vibe, the little like an egg with a long...
Right.
Thing. I like those. And what I'll do to her sometimes is I'll have her standing above me with the G-spot vibe in her,
uh-huh.
which is, for those of you that don't know, is in, up, 11 o'clock, find the corduroy, and that's the spot. And
the corduroy meaning the rougher spot.
The
exactly.
rougher spot.
I love this. I've called it like a... Keep going.
But it is like corduroy.
People hear me say it many times. Yeah, keep going.
Is,
I love this.
It is
this.
Like corduroy. So,
I love not being the one giving G-spot tips. Go. I love it.
So now...
11 o'clock.
The G-spot vibe on the G-spot with the Celebrator, her standing over me with this beautiful dark-skinned body, these beautiful breasts, and I'll actually... She'll have such hard orgasms, her knees will start bending where she can't even hold herself up any longer.
Because you're standing and it's hitting you.
Right,
okay,
and you have to keep, and you also have to hold the toy in you at the same time, and hold the other toy on your clit, and he's looking up at me, you know.
It's hot.
It's a great position. I have before, yeah.
She has it many times, and so that's one of our favorites. I like a Hitachi.
Hitachi, yeah.
The magic wand,
magic
whatever
wand
you want
now.
To call it.
Well, they changed it from Hitachi now. It's called Magic Wand, but that is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a sure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should have a magic wand.
Okay, and, of course, lots of oral. I mean, it seems like with us, every second or third orgasm is oral because she's got this beautiful body. She gets extremely wet, and I like it. So after every orgasm, I don't want to ejaculate immediately in her. And so we'll do that for a while, and then we'll go back to oral and just move it around.
Right,
and try
you
got to
keep mixing it up. That's how we talk about sex should always be expansive.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
many, like we know, couples are together and they never expand and try new things.
Cowgirl's my favorite, and mm-hmm. then she'll make the twist into reverse
cowgirl. That's
she's
hot.
She's got an amazing ass, and I love to.
Men love it because visually you can grab the ass,
yeah.
see the ass. The
I love
thing.
To mm-hmm. I love to have her have a vibrator. On her clit with reverse, and so I could slap her ass when she's having an orgasm.
I mean, I was just actually going to bring up, like, one of my favorite, positions with toys that we do is actually in cowgirl where...
Which is, like, missionary.
Right.
Isn't it cowgirl? I mean, when you're on top, it's cowgirl.
Well, I'm on top, right?
But you're on top.
Right. So, and we'll have been to the point where maybe, 30 orgasms at this point. This
Jesus,
is the point where, he's going to start fucking me.
Right.
And so he'll just be inside me and I'm on top of him and we'll get the Celebrator or the Hitachi, which is not a Hitachi anymore.
Right. Magic wand, whatever.
Right. Just put that on my clit and he'll just be like, just squeeze your pussy. Right.
I won't let her move.
Right. He'll hold my hips there and say,
hold her hips. I want her just to squeeze and release. Squeeze.
Like doing your Kegel exercises.
Exactly.
Exactly. And when it happens, she just explodes. But it's really
of the
sort of
most
a,
powerful
I,
orgasm I've
ever had. But you
probably
hadn't done that before, right?
Never. And I was very confused the first time he asked me to do it. You're inside me. I want to, I want to bounce on you.
That's what we learn,
yeah,
but
exactly.
It's not necessarily right. But you're squeezing.
He's taught me to slow down so much.
Sex.
Exactly.
People always say across the planet, what's your number one sex tip? I say slow down.
Exactly.
But then when she starts having the orgasm, then I'll move her.
Okay.
I'll make her work for the orgasm by squeezing and squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. And then when she starts to have that orgasm, then I'll start moving her. And I'll take and I'll slide her where I'm only in her a couple inches, so I'm right on that G spot, and just working that G-spot to death. You don't have to be in all the way.
I know. People think the pounding and you have to go in. I always say like two-thirds, the inner two-thirds of the vagina are the most sensitive anyway. So but I think they got to stick it in. You should be teaching men. You should
now,
be my guest.
If I pass the test, do I know what I'm talking about?
Yes, you do. I mean, 4,000 women, if you were talking to me about the jackhammer right now, sex, I'd be worried. No, you do know. Those are some great tips because I tell guys all the time, and it's like you got to slow it down, the inner two-thirds, everything. That was perfect.
I think guys are overly sensitive about size. They think that you've got to be just big. You got to be Ron Jeremy to satisfy a woman when it's really not true because if they're big, they it gets painful, and they need to learn not to put it in all the way.
Exactly. Right. And they can't. And it's right. If you're small, that might be perfect for some women, or any women. Some men like large breasts. Or smaller breasts. Some guys, women might like larger or smaller, but it doesn't mean you're out of the game if you have a small penis at all. What do I like? I'm open. I like all different kinds of breasts. Yeah. I don't have like a certain fetish for a certain kind.
My list goes like this. Face, that's number one.
Okay.
Ass, number two. Legs, number three. And breast, number four. Now, it happens that she has...
beautiful breasts and an ass. And
spectacular breasts. And I, of course, I enjoy them, and I know what to do with them. But if she didn't have them, she's still right there.
Right. Aww, Ava Adora. You. People can check you out on the site?
Yes, Ava Adora at bunnyranch.com. I'm also on Twitter if people want to follow
me. Yes, let's follow you. Okay, so Twitter. What's your Twitter?
At Ava Adora. Nice and simple. And right
and
on the
Dennis
message
Hoff.
Board.
At Dennis Hoff or at Bunny Ranch is easier.
Right.
We throw lots of pictures up there.
Everyone's going to be crashing it because they got to check out your site. So what is it? What would you say, Dennis, is your top sex tip? I know you already given some really good ones, but if you had to really break it down, because I think there's so much in there that you've learned. Those were some great ones. I'm just milking you for a little bit more because we need it. People need it.
The thing that I learned is that speed kills. Okay, take your time. If you just only have the time for a quickie, don't even mess with it. You're better off just waiting.
Because she's not going to get off.
She's not. But I, you know what? I never have a time. I'm pretty busy. I mean, if she was truthful, the thing that she would say she likes the least about me is that I'm just not available. I'm busy. I'm moving. I'm traveling.
Right.
I'm getting things
done. You've
got a
big job.
And so, that's it. But because I make her orgasm so much, she's never busy when I call her.
I can't imagine that anybody
it's pretty
would
true.
Be. So that's a good one. Okay.
Is that a good description?
It's pretty
accurate.
So what
about the men who come in, though? Because you're working for this. I'm sure a lot of the guys come in. It is just about their pleasure. That is your job. So do you actually get pleasure from being with the men? Sometimes yes, sometimes no?
I mean, I would even say that's a myth that guys just come in wanting just to pleasure themselves.
Okay, right, then I'm wrong.
Well, of course they come in and expect an orgasm and expect to, be sexually fulfilled or whatever, but a lot of it, they want intimacy and they want to feel connected to you, and just as it's my job to make them feel like the most important person in the room and, make them feel like I'm, they're all I care about. If I do my job right, then they're going to reward me, not just financially, but also in the bedroom and emotionally and intimately.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure you're taken care of. But it sounds like with Dennis,
of course,
it doesn't even matter.
Yes.
You're like, get this guy out of here. I got to go see Dennis.
500%, exactly.
Okay, everyone, check out the premiere of your show, which is on HBO this Thursday night.
Thursday night.
11 o'clock p.m., The Cat House. Cat House?
Yep.
Yeah, everyone, check it.
It's a fun show.
It is a fun show.
So much fun. And it's real, too.
Are you in this ladies, or did they shoot before you got there?
Yeah, not this one on Thursday, but I'm in the next season.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll be
good.
There one day.
So everyone can see you. Okay, Dennis, anything else? Got to check you out. Got to check out your new show. I love that you're here.
Well.
I'm so excited. It's been great.
A few girls, my fantasy right now. I have fantasies, too.
I bet you
and
do.
Right now I'm thinking about the two of you masturbating on this show.
On my show?
Yeah.
I've never done that. People always say your show's called Sex with Emily and you never have sex in your show.
Well, we should.
Right now?
Maybe you and Ava.
Let's make an exclusive episode.
A little making out or something. Like
this should be the episode that I charge for.
Exactly.
All right.
So that is your... I'm not prepared. I have to do another show after this, but I totally might consider that.
Maybe not
on the show.
Then just promise me this. If you have sex on the show... on the council here, that you'll be first with Ava.
I promise. How's that?
All right, pinky swear.
You better be
2,000 episodes, and you just got a really big promise. If I have sex in the show, it'll be with Ava.
We have each other's cards.
We do. It's a real deal.
Let me ask you this. What about producer Lauren? Do you and her party?
Producer Lauren?
Yeah.
We party. We party how? Together? Are we hooked up? No, she's stutter. My assistant.
Judge, make the witness answer the question.
What do you mean by party?
Do you have sex with her?
No, party. I don't. Really? I don't think it'd
be. You guys ever kissed?
No. No, she's my. She's actually takes care of my whole business and my life and my stuff. I don't.
That's why you should.
Oh, right, because you guys do.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've never, it wasn't in her job description. But neither was
it. It wasn't in mine either, and I took to it great. I'd recommend it. Go for it, Lauren.
I don't know. Yeah. We can talk about it. We're actually going to be revamping some things in the office. No, I've never thought about
it. I'm feeling like the ringmaster, and I want to.
You are. Is there anything else you'd like to change about my brand?
I'd like to orchestrate a threesome with you and Lauren and Ava right in here in the studio someday.
On this
just
table.
Someday. Okay. Well, we'll pass it by. I'm sure the guys here would be cool with that.
Yeah.
Podcast one.
Exactly.
Right? They need a bed in here. They have a nice couch, but then. Okay, we need lights. We'll
work
it all out.
We can make it work. We can make anything.
And we've got the candle, and I've got lube and toys in my car.
Perfect.
Okay, then we should wrap this up.
Take that menu home.
I'm taking the menu home.
And now I'm gonna crown you as a junior bunny.
Oh.
So I don't want you giving anything away from now on.
Okay.
A little shopping trip, a 5-star restaurant.
I should hit up dudes for more
exactly
money.
Who shouldn't?
I just don't. I look at this stuff. I'm like, if I was your age, like I could have totally. Because I've always been good. I'm
age
really
means
better.
Nothing.
I
age
know,
is nothing.
That's true. Okay, but still.
Well,
yeah.
It kind of goes.
I paid
like
off
this.
My loan. Well, no, I'm just kidding. Honey, I would do it. It just seems fun.
Well, honey, if I did what you wanted me to, could we go to Louis Vuitton tomorrow? You can do that.
I actually got this Louis Vuitton. I can't even tell this. In Vegas, to the guy
what,
that I
now
was
what
with.
Did, but you know what?
I didn't do anything,
can I tell you
really.
Something?
I did sleep with him, but he was my boyfriend, and he did say, let's go buy you a beautiful
that is,
time
that
bag
is,
in Vegas.
Let me
and
tell you
awesome
who carries that bag.
Who?
And I bought it
Huggers,
for.
Huggers, me.
Judith
what?
Regan.
Oh.
And that,
right.
That is
did
one of the greatest
book,
bags.
Publish
yeah. Mm-hmm. Judith Regan is my New York wife. And I got her that bag for her birthday 2 years ago. That's one of the greatest Louis Vuitton bags made anyway, especially if you live in New York because it's got a zipper on it.
Right, because now like the open ones are more. But I like it.
I like
zips.
The Neverfull a lot. I think that's an amazing bag. But this one works because it zips.
I like it. I've had it forever. But I mean, this guy I was dating, but still, we were in Vegas, and it's like, hey, Louis Vuitton. I'm like, hey, yeah. Anyway, okay, this was awesome. Thank you guys for being on the show. And anything else? Okay, thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We're also gonna do a little video after, so if you want to see these beautiful people, you can check that out and check out the show. And thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
And sign up for your newsletter. Oh, I love it.
I love that you love my newsletter, right? I love that you read it. Sign up for my newsletter. Check me out everywhere. And I do have one more. Oh, you guys are gonna love this. Put your headphones. Sorry, my last sponsor that you have to hear about.
Okay.
Do you guys know about Promescent?
No, I've never heard of that.
One in three men suffers from premature ejaculation. But now you don't have to. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that allows you to have the sex you want. So it also helps with the orgasm gap. It's the only approved treatment for premature ejaculation that men put on their penis. They last longer. So if you last 6 minutes, you'll last 12. And there's no side effects. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation.
Wow.
Or if you want to last longer, bet I should have brought you guys a bottle. It's Promescent.com.
Promescent?
Promescent.
And I think that the Bunny Ranch should be the international testing center for Promescent.
I literally have 5,000 bottles.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You should be in my office.
Can we have some?
That's great. Because you know what? Guys want to last longer.
I know.
And
there's no side effects. It's just a little bit slightly numbing, but not in a way.
What a great product.
I know. It's
huge.
That is
really worthwhile.
Anyone, everyone check out Promescent. Thanks for listening to the show.